I always thought the chances of being bitten by an adder, particularly in this area, were pretty slim.
Well, do you mean in Bedford?
Yes.
Around here? Well, they're extremely slim. There are only two definite colonies of adders that we know about, at least in Bedfordshire and Buckinghamshire. One's on a nature reserve where the public don't have any access. The other one is on the Bedfordshire-Buckinghamshire border. And the number of adders there, you're really, even if you go looking for them, you're counting them on the fingers of about two hands, I think.
Right, so you've really got to go looking for them. The New Forest, though.
Is another matter. They're quite common there.
Do you think the hot weather that we've had over the bank holiday has brought them out more or made them more aggressive?
No, I don't. I think it's more likely the hot weather has brought the people out and possibly has made them inclined to wear less clothing. And my experience of that, generally speaking, the cycle of an adder is it wakes up in the morning, and you must remember that the nights have been cold, and they'll take about half an hour basking in the sun at the sort of kind of temperatures you get about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, and then they're off. And the mating is finished, and the females are just sort of sitting there, and the males are basically looking for food. My experience of them is that they avoid hot temperatures. I've actually seen them move out of the sun
right.
when it's come out, and into the shade because they don't really like it. They really are a temperate climate animal, at least the ones we've got here.
So has Tylee been very lucky? I mean, how dangerous is an adder bite? She ended up in intensive care.
She's been extremely unlucky. But it is bad with a child. The last fatality was a five-year-old boy. It's far more serious, obviously, with a small child, though obviously she'll recover more quickly. And she seems to have reacted. It's very, very difficult. You see, the number of adder bites that are notified aren't necessarily the total number of bites that take place, because there certainly do seem to be people who've been bitten, and really it's not much worse than a severe wasp sting. Mm. You notice that they were reluctant to give her the antivenom. And in fact, some fatalities in the 20th century were caused by allergic reaction to the antivenom. Rather than the thing itself. It's something they only do if they think it's really serious.
Just finally, Marcus, do you keep snakes?
No.
Great. Thanks very much. Marcus Phillips is from the Bedfordshire Reptile and Amphibian Group. That is one pet I would not want, Simon.
What would you have said if he said yes?
Oh, probably.